You're listening to Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly.
I'm Thomas the Third.
We're them damn Indians. We are celebrating Ally Wednesday today. And one of the things that we need to talk about is, of course, this ongoing thing with Trump and Cult 45 and their refusal to accept the election results. Now, what's going on is the head of one of the security agencies disagreed with Trump and said, nope, this has been the most secure election ever. Well, that guy got fired by tweet.
Yeah.
And
by tweet.
Yeah, by tweet. That's, I mean, okay, I'm just going to say this and people can take it how they want. People can take it how they want. But once you fired somebody, you're not afraid to fire somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you have told somebody that they no longer are employed with you, that's just how it is. You know what I mean? You're always going to, you know how to do it. And some people enjoy it. And that's just the way that is too. So my point to that is, if all of that you fired stuff, like if you're going to fire somebody, you're going to fire them in person. Like, I want you to look at me and know that I'm saying this to you. I'm not going to call you or, you know.
Well, just for closure, I mean, I don't know. Like, seems like just grown folk business would be to do it face to face, you know?
For real. I mean, even just to have a modicum of respect, like, I respect you enough to tell you to your face.
Yeah.
It is you, it's not me, and you don't work here anymore. I've never fired anybody like that, by the way. But God help me, if anybody ever needs to be, I would do it.
Hey, some shit has to be done.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just the nature of the beast, especially if you're in any kind of supervisory position.
The dirty work needs to be done.
It's got
to
be done. Somebody's got to do it. Some people are good at it. Here's another part to that. So that's happening. In Michigan, and this is from the Huffington Post and on our social media pages, Michigan GOPers try to steal election for Trump, change minds at last minute. Here's the headline. Republicans on Wayne County Board of Canvassers only wanted to certify votes from the white suburbs of mostly black Detroit, but reversed under pressure. The two Republicans on Michigan's Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially refused on Tuesday to certify the county's election results, which show former Vice President Joe Biden defeating Donald Trump. But they suddenly reversed their decision after hours of phone calls from the public lambasting them for trying to exclude predominantly black Detroit from certification. The board first deadlocked at 2-2, with the Republicans voting against certifying the results and Democrats voting to certify. It would have been an unprecedented move by a local board to refuse to certify an election result as part of a scheme to overturn the outcome. This ultimately aborted move came as Trump continues to falsely claim that voter fraud cost him the election without providing any evidence or specific provable allegations of fraud. Trump has filed over 20 lawsuits challenging the election results, with disastrous results so far. He has repeatedly lost in court because he can present no evidence of fraud. The two Republican board members, Monica Palmer and William Hartman, initially stated that their refusal to certify Wayne County's results was due to minor discrepancies in absentee poll book matches, according to the Detroit News. Similar minor discrepancies have never stopped the local board from certifying elections in the past. Board Vice Chairman Jonathan Kinlock, one of the board's two Democrats, said, "There is no reason under the sun for us to have not certified this election. I believe that politics made its presence known here today." After the initial vote, the Board of Canvassers heard from angry members of the public who accused the two Republicans of racism for trying to exclude votes from Detroit, which is approximately 80% black. Palmer, one of the Republicans on the Wayne County Board, initially suggested that she would only certify communities other than Detroit that are within the county, suburbs that are predominantly white. Hartman, meanwhile, shared racist memes, including about Detroit residents, and has promoted Trump's disproven conspiracies about voter fraud on his social media accounts. Kristen Clark, president of the Lawyers Committee for the Civil Rights Under Law, said in a statement, "As the process moves to the state level, eligible black voters and others across Wayne County who overcame tremendous obstacles to vote this season are being rendered second-class citizens." Leading Michigan Democrats denounced the Republicans' initial refusal to certify the results before they changed their results. In refusing to approve the results of the election in Wayne County, two Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers have placed partisan politics above their legal duty to certify election results, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Tuesday. After hearing from the public, Palmer and Hartman reversed their votes and the board unanimously certified the county's election results while also calling on Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to conduct a review of the poll book discrepancies. While this episode ultimately ended with the votes upheld, it demonstrates a Republican Party from the president on down to local officials willing to discard the election results and steal the 2020 election specifically by invalidating votes cast by black Americans. The initial action by the GOP of Board of Canvassers member was part of a scheme promoted by Trump's campaign involving local and state-level Republicans on local canvassing and election boards refusing to certify election results in jurisdictions where Biden won. In doing so, they believed they could throw the certification decision to the Republican-controlled state legislatures that could then choose Trump as the winner, even though he lost the popular vote to Biden by almost 3%. Republican legislative leaders have, however, said that they will play no role in the theft of the election. Trump praised the initial refusal to certify the Wayne County results and in an inaccurate tweet claiming that the certification for statewide Michigan results had been refused. The board reversed the decision 6 minutes later. So
they're desperate. I mean, that's all. This is just, it reeks of desperation all through the party. I mean, you're seeing, I mean, they're trying everything possible to try to figure out a way to steal this election. And, I mean, he lost by way too much. Like, it's not even close enough for them to be trying to steal the election. That's what's so terrible.
Well, and you should see some of the citizens that were speaking out. They had a reverend, I don't remember his name, but he was the leader of one of the black churches in Detroit. And whoo, you talk about fire and brimstone. That guy was hot. He was mad now. And then they had even white residents that were saying, you know, you're refusing to do this, but want to certify the same county's results in the white suburbs. It was amazing, the turnout and the backlash that they got, and I'm glad, rightfully so.
Oh yeah, I mean, this shit has to stop, and that's what I mean. This is what the Republican Party has been about. I mean the Democrats have been a lot more covert in their racism usually, but I mean, this has been the calling card of the Democrat, I mean of the Republican Party for a while now.
It's not just this. It's the refusal to concede. It's the refusal to share information. If there's one thing that drives me absolutely insane, especially, you know, when you're on boards, committees, working for in a government office, you and I have worked in those offices. And yeah. when you're looking for information that you can't find, that's supposed to be public information that's not willingly shared, it's like, why can't I have this information?
Yeah.
And that's where the Biden campaign is, or where President-elect Biden, it feels so good to say, they're not getting any kind of briefings. And now they're withdrawing a bunch of troops from the Middle East, from Afghanistan and Iraq. And I mean, I don't think the United States should police the world, but I know that there are reasons why our troops are over there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a fast withdrawal is the way to go. I think that gradually doing that, I don't know. It just all seems dangerous to me. And when the Joint Chiefs of Staff say so, I'm going to believe them. They're the military guys. And while I don't really want to put a whole lot of faith in the military-industrial complex, I do know that these guys are the experts. Excuse me, about warfare.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, a lot of the times that withdrawing troops is a lot of it's a political move a lot of times.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, bring the troops home and all, you know, all that kind of stuff, and I don't know. Crazy.
It really is. And it's just dangerous not to share information at this point. We have all kinds of things going on right now. And not the least of which is this COVID-19 pandemic. And
yeah.
Why are you not wanting your medical experts at least to share information about the plan? Is it because there is none? You know, so it's like I said, I think that it's just a very precarious time. And I think that it's ironic that the people who claim to be super patriots and love this country so much are participating in this. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the hypocrisy of these quote unquote patriots. I mean, it's all over, isn't it?
Yes.
We see it constantly. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. Like, there's no other way to look at it. You call yourself a patriot, but you're going, you know, you go against a lot of the things that patriots really stood for, and call yourself, you know, you love America and all this, but you only love the white people in America. Like, you know, that was the whole thing about the melting pot in New York and the Statue of Liberty and all that shit. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be everybody equal and all that kind of shit. And that's the idea they sold everybody anyway. The pipe dream they sold everybody.
Yes, indeed. But you know what? I'm glad I'm into him. I'm glad we got allies. We depend on him. And you know what? If you're ever in a fight, you could do a lot worse. So there you go. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're indigenous, we're independent, and we are them damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.